You want to go to college already?
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, but not for like, not for like, what was I saying? Not for permanently, Stella. Right, not for like permanently. It's just, you know, it's an art school and I'm an artist.
Yes, you are. I have all your art on the fridge.
And there's a giant magnet that's connected to like this piece of abstract art that's so heavy the fridge door just falls off and breaks.
Yeah, so like I'm doing a performance for the prospective student day, and
Stella's probably gonna get naked again, but I'll just close my eyes.
I didn't say naked, I said all natural. It's different.
Anyway, I want to go to the college with Stella to see her great show.
Well, yeah, I think that's a real good idea. Let's make a family trip of it.
That's fine. It's not personal, you're just old.
Oh? And he looks at Aubrey, who just nods his head.
Oh.
You can hang out with Aubrey.
Well, I suppose there's a door that needs fixing, Earl says, turning to Aubrey, who then turns to you, Irene.
Well, have a super great time, you two. And, Irene, if anything goes wrong, you know, our cell plan does cross worlds, so you just give me a call, give me a text.
I won't.
Do we need a safety emoji?
No.
Okay, the thumbs up.
I don't use emojis.
Or just the word thumbs up. That's our safety, okay?
She won't need safety when she's with me. Safety and art are complete opposites.
That is exactly my concern, Stella. Thank you for outlining it.
All right, let's get in. Unrelated, let's get in the Artmobile.
You get in a car that is more art than car. You drive down and you follow Stella to Scullyard.
Irene is terrified the entire drive because obviously Stella is a terrible driver.
Yes.
And her car is not good.
No, it is. It is.
It's worse than Sparky's van before it got fixed.
The fire is part of the artistic merit of it.
It's kind of near the gas and the oil.
Well, that makes it burn better.
This is fine.
So, Irene, you are going with Stella to see her performance, right? That's no ulterior motives or anything.
Mm-mm.
But if you did have one, what would it be?
To find Ariel and question them. Because obviously, if somebody is avoiding something, then jumping them out of nowhere will get them to talk about it. Irene is 12.
Oh, whoa, the 12-year saga of the arts.
She nopes out, like, right away.
So, how do you know Ariel is here, and how are you going to go about finding them?
I interrogated people who I knew Ariel.
Yeah.
So that's how I know that they're going to be here.
Roll me convince somebody with fierce.
Convince somebody with fierce. Okay. Well, I have 3 fierce. That's good. That would be a 3 and a 2.
8 overall.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, another scared kid walks away, but you hear a perky voice behind you say, "Well, hi there, Irene."
Hello.
What you doing? Juniper, on her little skeelies, because she has ski heelies, just kind of swips over to the side holding her messenger bag and looking at you.
I'm gathering information.
Oh, information. Information on what?
You wouldn't know them. Their name is Ariel. They were supposed to be at our duel, but they weren't.
Oh, Ariel. Yes, Ariel Zamora Ueso. 12th grade student over at Valley Public High, runs the Necromon Dueling Club. They're 6'2", 18 months, 3 years, 26 days old. Favorite musical genres are ska and musical theater. 3.8 GPA, adds a new hair color streak approximately every half a year. Is looking at Scullyard. Yeah, I guess I don't know that much. You're right.
Irene stares into the void for a second. Well, I didn't need your help. Bye.
Bye. And she waves her hand. See you at class.
Irene is just like muttering to herself, like, why did I say bye? Why didn't I say goodbye? Goodbye is a professional way to say goodbye. Oh, whatever.
And as you're gone,
We hear some muttering from Juniper's bag, and she looks down and says, oh, no. Bye is more casual. It's more friendly. Mm-hmm. You're so stiff. Do you know that? I made a pun. I should write that one down.
But because you're made out of wood and I called you stiff, you get it.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to flash forward. You followed the sounds. You followed the commotion.
Yeah. I just listened for the ska.
You listened and you listened and you waited for your moment to strike. And Ariel was none the wiser.
That's because I'm sneaky.
Everyone, I am so excited to see you. The crowd immediately, there's a moment of confusion, but it erupts into laughter. This is an art school, not laughter, but not, it erupts into applause. No one laughs at Sochi, they applaud, they hoot, they holler. There's one guy who laughs, but everyone's looking at him real weird for it.
That's that guy.
Sochi, please kiss my baby on the head.
Thank you. No, thank you, everyone, for celebrating my wonderful performance with my co-star. And Jam immediately jumps up. Yeah, that's me. That's me, Jam. Me and Ariel. And Sochi just pushes him to the side and says, not you. Does anyone know where my co-star is? While she's doing that talking, we see the rest of you. Well, not Irene. Irene is
busy.
But the remainder of you are either in the crowd or you're still hidden kind of like in the secret passageway. One of the two.
My thing was just trying to blend into the crowd to go and see where Ariel went.
Okay, my thing is kind of like that, but I want to grab Kike and then do my thing. So my thing,
Are you excited for this thing, Hallie?
I'm excited for my thing.
Are you perchance just a little bit excited?
I'm like more excited than normal about this thing that I have to say and to do and succeed, ? Okay, so earlier Sparky was like, Kike, I don't get why you're so keyed up about this whole thing. And Kike was like, it's not the school, it's a person Sparky got. And then Sparky was like, see, I played dumb and then I got more info and it was great. It was a good journalist move, a pro gamer move, if you will. And then Kike has been like, before this, Kike was like pointing at Sochi and like, blah, blah, blah. So Sparky now knows, worried about a person, it's this person. She can put those two together. But in addition, Kike mentioned Sparky should be aware of her feelings. And Sparky had no idea what that meant. But using that info, plus musical setting, plus where's Ariel, I just wanna, oh my god, it's a siren.
Oh my god.
I wanna just put that together because Sparky's really smart and a journalist and has all these pieces of information. And then after I do that, I would like to take from my pockets a signature item that I don't think I have used before, my WearPods. They're like AirPods.
Oh my god.
But WearPods!
Are they synced to this MacBook Pro, or are they unrelated?
They're not synced right now, but they can be.
Okay.
Oh no, she has her WearPods in. She can't hear us.
So I'd like to take WearPods out. And then I would maybe like to spend an AP to add something useful to the environment that wouldn't necessarily be there otherwise. It's more WearPods for everybody.
Okay, but these are...
They're like off-brand WearPods.
Yeah, they're not going to work past this session. I need you to explain, like, why and where and how. Are these the ones that are synced to this MacBook Pro?
No. She only syncs her good ones. She has one good pair, and that's the pair that's synced to this MacBook Pro, and that's her pair. That's the pair she's using.
Can I argue that Kike brought one pair for him?
Yes, but Kike's have to be like really, really old headphones. Like
the ones I'm wearing?
Yeah, exactly. Like the ones you're wearing, but let's double them, triple them maybe even.
He likes his Beats.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just going to steal this actual brand. You pull out your Mad Cat's Wear Pods,
yes!
Which are translucent like the Mad Cat's old game controllers and have like little dongles in them that just jitter around but don't actually do anything.
So I pull those out and I'm stopping Kike from like leaving immediately. And I'm just going to put the Wear Pods in my ear and then hand a pair out to Hilda and be like, oh, God, okay, so she's a siren. That's why you were worried.
Kike is just going to like... Well, maybe like he was like, no, what I'm trying to tell you is she's an, and then Sparky says that. And then
Sparky was like, oh, she's a siren. Yeah.
Look at Sparky, like his mouth open. I think since he's a skeleton, it's going to like fall down.
Just on the ground.
And then he just puts it slowly and just stares at Sparky and like slowly nods. And then it's just so like surprised by that, that if Sparky wants to lead him somewhere, he won't, probably won't notice.
So... How do we find Ariel, boss?
Wait, you knew that and you brought the kid?
Well, I brought wear pods. Yeah, I brought the kid. And then I brought protective equipment for the kid. Look, I didn't know what I was coming into. You wouldn't tell us.
Because I...
Yeah, that backfired big time. All right, so we have wear pods. All right, so listen, just keep these in. Now she's going to like manipulate your emotions. So just be careful. You're smart. You're mature for your age. You know, you'll be fine. You know why? Because I trust you.
Fine.
I realized that was a dunk after I said it. Like, on Kike. They're like, no, I trust you.
If anything happens to the kid, it's on you, Sparky. That's all I will say.
Yeah, yeah,
I can take care of myself.
That's what they all say.
Well, not every kid says that.
All right, so we have to find Ariel. That's what you're worried about, right? You're worried about Soshi influencing Ariel. That's why you're so...
Yeah, 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 that's exactly it. Nothing else in this.
All right, well, have you seen them?
Well, they were there a second ago, and now they're not there. So I was going to go and see where they were before she sees where they went.
All right, all right, let's do some snooping.
So...
We're gonna snoop.
Can I use Natural Hunter and use an AP to say that I had something of Ariel?
Yeah, what did you have of Ariel's?
I didn't think too much of that. Maybe...
Did Ariel have wear pods?
Probably not.
Every wear pod.
Ariel is only wired. Ariel's headphones are in fact bigger than Kike's because it's in the style.
Yeah.
Or maybe a book. Maybe like, oh, you forgot your notebook, kid, in case they were found. Like a book of colleges.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which you had given to Ariel.
Like one of those like best colleges books where they like make notes of things like this college I liked.
It's like that and a complex planner, way too detailed, but that's how Kike likes it. Yeah, Ariel hasn't written in it at all. You've just seen ideas for like a musical and pitches to Sochi and nothing else. But yeah, you have that, and yeah, that'll give you, you get advantage, right, when you have something?
Yeah, if you have access to an item related to the creature you're hunting, roll with advantage.
Okay.
I rolled a 6.
Oh.
You got 6.
I got 6.
With advantage?
Oh, no, wait. No, I need to roll again. Sorry, hang on.
I was going to say, the probability has to be so low.
Okay, a 9 now.
Okay.
Okay, okay, okay. You know approximately where the target is. I am going to say that there are... I'm going to say there's hedge clippings. Someone tell me what the hedge clippings are of.
Puffer fish.
I wanted a snake. Snakes are Roman. And also Severus.
And we are doing snakes. All right, it's the... I'm going to combine all three of our ideas. You see the fearsome puffer snakeator?
Yes.
It's the minotaur, but a snake, but a puffer fish. And I'm going to leave the audience to figure out what the fuck that looks like.
Send us your art. We want to see it.
And it's by a... Let's make it dramatic. It is in front of a hedge maze.
Oh my god.
Kike, you can... How do you figure out that Ariel is probably in that maze somewhere?
Could they have had only one page torn out from the book and the page is near the maze?
Yeah, yeah. You see a page. Someone give me an edgy adjective.
Edgy.
Yeah.
So that was it.
Gloam.
Shadowed.
Smoky.
Okay, okay. I like shadowed. Someone give me a noun.
That's wrong.
Horse.
pinafore.
What does that mean?
It's a dress.
Okay.
Goose.
It's a type of dress.
Swan, they're gonna drown you.
It's true. They tried to do it to me. I almost died.
Shadowy swans.
A shadowy swan.
Shadowed swan. A musical by Ariel Zamora Ueso.
Bless them.
You see that outside of the puffer snake guitar.
I guess they did learn what a swan was. They were listening to my lessons.
It's extinct. That makes it edgy. And so you all go into the maze.
Yes.
Irene, because they figured out approximately where Ariel is, I'm going to give you 5 minutes in like raw recording time to say what you want to say to Ariel. And then when that time is up, so everyone just count down 5 minutes from now.
I don't want that.
That's when you find them.
I don't want that. That's stressful.
So we're going to start 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go, Emily.
You are under the glimmering golden, we're going to actually say Sochil flowers are golden, right?
I think so.
So there is a man in armor, and it is glittering golden orange armor out of Sochil flowers. So you've taken Ariel under the statue of Theseus.
Oh, why though?
It's just Theseus. It's still Theseus in this world.
But why? Is it really just Theseus if it has been replaced? Has it all been replaced? And if it is it truly Theseus?
Is it truly? Who knows?
Who knows?
Ariel.
They're looking around. They are not paying you any attention.
She taps them on the cheek. Look me in the eyes, Ariel!
That way. I must go that way. And they get up and just start brushing past you, walking out.
Irene will grab a hold of them with both her arms and legs. No, you will not! Do you know how much I put up with to get here?
Ariel keeps walking, their leg dragging Irene. It is definitely more difficult, but they really do not seem to care.
Well, you can keep walking, but talk to me while you're walking then.
Okay, Ariel, this is a big day. You can do this. It's gonna be great. Just greatest musician in the hereafter, the afterworlds. If you've got this, you've
So it's about another person? It's a single person that could pull you away from the greatest job you will ever have in your entire life?
Ariel taps the many pockets on their pants and jacket. Where is it? Where? And that's when they notice you. And you probably wish they hadn't, because you see pure, unending fury.
Oh no.
Where'd it go?
Where did what go?
Chingada madre. The script. Where is the fucking script?
Oh, I thought you were talking about your standards. They're gone. Your script might be, but I didn't do anything. I was busy saving you from yourself.
Mi vale, way. Where's the fucking script?
I don't know. That's not my problem.
Fine. Roll me a fierce.
I will roll you a fierce. I'm good at fierce. I have 3 fierce. I'm going to use my skull dice, even though they always give me bad rolls. Okay, so I got a 7, but I have 3 fierce.
Okay, so that's a success. Ariel, you know the comic thing where someone like shakes their arm or shakes their leg? They try doing that with you and they're like, get off.
No.
Get off.
No, I won't. You're gonna tell me, why didn't you come to the club?
What club?
The Necromon Club, of course.
The Necro... You're not making any sense, Way. All right, we are going to keep going. And they start dragging their leg with you along with them as they start marching out.
Explain to me your choices, Ariel, or else.
What do you want me to explain? You know, sometimes people get, they get older and they go for their big break. Okay. Okay. And just because, no, they're escalated. They would be this mean. Just because your big break ended with flaming disaster doesn't mean mine needs to.
You're so funny, Ariel. She will dig her feet into the ground.
This stops, Ariel. What?
Why aren't you you?
I'm me. I'm exactly me. I'm acting exactly as all-
No, you're cool!
See, the fact that you think that means you don't have any standards. And they go to walk off again. And, that's the end of our time. Right as they turn to go around, that's when the rest of you find Ariel with Irene, probably half a foot deep in the ground, just dug in, holding on for dear life in the middle of this hedge maze.
Irene, you are here.
I'm busy.
I want to gently, like, nudge Kika in the shoulder and be like, oh, look, there's another kid helping you out here.
You send her in advance, Sparky.
No, she did this one all on her own. Good spunk, kid.
I'm a rogue agent.
I mean, I guess that was a good start. Yeah. Would we have heard that last part of the conversation?
Yeah, we'll see the final couple lines.
Does he know that Ariel was being mean to Irene?
Yeah, no, I think Kike heard that. I agree with what she said, Kate.
Oh, a fucking course, yeah, you put her up to this, huh? Of course he put her up to this.
Don't you just hear me being concerned about this kid being here? How would I have been putting
yeah,
her
yeah,
into
yeah,
this?
Yeah, whatever, whatever. All right, she told me you would lie like this. All right, I have to go. Okay?
No, you don't.
I am going to go.
I mean, I don't think you even can go anywhere.
They can't.
I think we just, you know, we can just talk here. As long as you're not actually sinking into the ground, we can just have a little debriefing conversation here, you know?
Love a good debrief.
Hey there. Narrator Ariel here again. This is quite a pickle, honestly. I didn't quite know how I was going to get out of it. There was nothing that Ariel, small Ariel, could do. But then I thought, what would Sochi do?
Kidnapping! Assault! Somebody! Bad people here!
Is that Ariel?
Yeah, because that is what Sochi would do.
I mean, are you accusing the ground? I am not keeping you here.
We'll talk to your little rogue agent here.
I'm not little and I'm not his. I'm doing this on my own because you're being mean.
Then who? Did you know and did
what? Are you? Are you?
You know and set you up to this?
Don't you dare putting her into this. Are you listening to what you're saying now?
Well, more than you are, apparently. You take the script?
What script?
Hilda's just going to quietly say, I'm going to go make sure nobody surprises us. I'm Booker.
You said you're gonna go with Booker?
Yeah.
You are not gonna go with Booker.
No.
Oh, betrayal.
So, we have a new mechanic where players can, if they want to set up something or justify something that might cost AP, do a cutaway gag, and if I find it funny enough, it'll happen. So, why isn't Hilda with Booker?
Booker's found his calling with the spoon game.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's gotten a hold of a spoon. Just a spoon.
Just a real spoon?
Metal spoon.
And is scuttling around people's feet, like stabbing them in the ankles.
Oh, no.
He probably started when he saw Sparky Malarkey stab you to it.
I had a good effect on someone.
I want to imagine Hilda says what she says, then looks, and you know that cartoon effect you'll sometimes see in, like, say, Pokemon?
Where it's the blinking?
Yeah, the blinking outline where something should be. Hilda just, huh? And then just the cut to black and white, of just a freeze frame of Hilda's face like, oh no, where's Booker? Booker, where did you go?
You've lost your cat on this college campus.
Booker!
So anyways, the effect of that is Booker has a metal spoon, is bloodthirsty, and you can summon him at one moment to get you out of a jam.
Exquisite.
Specifically, as long as he is attacking someone with a spoon. That is the one requirement.
Yeah, so just, you know, let me know if you want the impact of a flying Booker with a spoon.
Good to know.
Okay.
Hilda's just going to, like, slump down and be like,
Oh no.
Very deeply distracted from the Ariel drama for a moment.
I'm going to go sit with Hilda because this is also not my drama and Sparky respects
oh,
that.
Oh no.
But I do want to like whisper to Kike before heading over like, hey, do they know that she's a siren?
You know, I actually didn't really tell them that. But I don't know if
I heard that someone was magically manipulating me into feeling very strong emotions, I'd be pretty upset. So maybe giving them all the information might be a good way to go, but it's not. I'm going to go sit with Hilda. She looks upset. Call me if you need me. And then just zoom.
How good are you hearing whispers, Ariel? Did you hear that?
They're on their hands and knees looking for that piece of paper.
Oh, God.
Okay, Kate, I guess. I mean, you know that she's a siren, right? Yeah, you know, listen.
Do you think I'm a fucking idiot?
No, but, you know, there may be some not super true feelings going on there with you and her. And
yeah,
so,
okay, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I'll sure listen to the emotionally repressed pile of molting bones that would sooner confront his Sabrina during a important trip than actually tell any important relevant stuff about family that might be relevant to someone's interests. Yeah, I'll do that.
You know, yeah, maybe, you know, there's some things that you... I didn't think of telling you about, you know, my family relationship with her or your family relationship with her. I mean, it didn't really change much, really. She isn't around that much, so...
So she doesn't matter. So I won't matter, too, when I'm gone, because I won't be around. You see, that's the issue, Kike.
When did I say that?
You don't share anything. We share everything. All right, I'm going to cut to Hilda and Sparky. Do you eventually go to the entrance to see if anyone's going to, like, follow you?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes. We give...
Hilda takes a moment, but Hilda knows that there's a siren after them and does actually care about making sure no one gets through.
Okay. What a shame. What a shame. I'm in agony. You see, not only did I want to share the newest, hottest talent in the hereafter with you, after myself, of course, but, well, like the rest of you, I do desperately adore this spoons game. You know, when I was in Scullyard, I can't say it. And the crowd is just like, what are you gonna say? What's going on? All right, well, I'll tell you. I guess I'll tell you, but I had written a never-before-known song about the spoon game. And people start getting real excited. But in order to do it, I need to feel the thrill of victory and, well... And she looks down at her spoon. My spoon says Ariel. So if only, and she pulls a mic closer, and Kike, you can hear this too. If only someone would bring me my sweet. And she, with her bright green lipstick, kisses her spoon. And all of you hear from your spoons a sing-song voice, the one that happens when Sochi sings, but not her speaking voice, just say, Ariel.
Oh boy, scary.
And, Irene, you need to roll keep your cool.
Oh no.
Because Sochi is targeting all of Scullyard, and you're the only one without headphones right now.
Oh no, we didn't give you headphones! We forgot!
Oh no, she doesn't have her AirPods on!
She doesn't have AirPods! She can hear everything!
And there's another new mechanic called Monsters. These are enemies that have mon stats, essentially to make them a little stronger. And when you try to do a roll that is against their stat, so let's say their stat is slick, and you try to do keep your cool, which may be exactly what's happening right now, you're gonna take a -1, but also you're gonna do disadvantage if she's using her skill, and her skill is in persuasion. So you're gonna roll keep your cool, but with a -1, and with disadvantage because it's persuasion.
So if I use my overextends,
that'll nullify it.
Nullify.
The disadvantage. The minus one will still apply, yeah, but it'll add on to your slick stat.
Yeah, I'm going to do overextends.
All right, how are you overextending?
Irene is just not focused on anything other than holding onto Ariel's leg.
Okay.
I mean, to be fair, if I don't roll well, I'd probably just stay there anyway, so.
All right, give me a roll. Well, maybe we'll say that it's not an intentional overextend. It's like, this is so loud that it's what's going to win out, the sound or your migraine.
Yeah. Six and a two.
Okay, a mixed success. So you can be loud, sloppy, or slow.
I feel like it's got to be sloppy because she's not being good at this.
Okay.
There's a lot going on for Irene.
How is Irene emotionally feeling?
Deeply uncomfortable. Kind of stressed, kind of overwhelmed.
Okay, you're so overwhelmed. You're so immensely overwhelmed. Because while Sochi is doing a suggestion, she doesn't actually mind control. What she does is she amplifies emotions. So your emotions are doubled in this moment.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
It might be even more so when you realize you've let go of Ariel and they're booking it.
Oh, well, I want to intercept.
Intercept?
You want to intercept them? Okay, roll me up. Roll take action.
Okay.
Do a sock ball play.
Yes, I'm going to do a sock ball play.
An Argentinian sock ball play if he's tackling.
No.
If it doesn't work, I want to throw my Necromon at them.
Okay, well, you should because I rolled a 7. Yo! I could do it was a long con, and then having it, like, it was part of the plan by having the rest of the team somehow being in on the...
Somehow hiding in the bushes.
Maybe it was a sock ball play, and so Sparky saw the sock ball play with Ariel as the ball, and it's like an intending miss so that you catch it as the other player.
Sparky, you're on the ground.
That's where I want to be. You know, this was all part of the plan. That's fine. I did my job.
If it's all right if I reflavor this a little bit, Ariel is running towards the exit where those two are. And regardless of whether you try to stop them in time, you are both on the ground.
Just like wrestling. We did it. Do we have to roll to like pin them or anything? Or can we just say that we did it?
I will let you pin them, but they will be very upset about it. Be like, come on, no. What the, let me find another way to say, what the fuck? Does no mommies work?
Yeah, it could.
Okay.
Yeah.
They won't bother with that. Fuck off. What's going on?
As I say, you have to not be...
We're trying to help you.
Yeah, yeah. You may think that she is your best friend or whatever, but...
No, she's not. She's not my best friend. She's family, which is something that I thought you cared about.
Yes, well, I do, but, you know, there's some family that is not good, you know?
You start hearing voices. No, yeah, we gotta get him. We gotta get him. For Sochi. God, I love her music so much. Yeah, man, she's just like, she's almost as hot as a MILF, you know? As the Jakes are starting to spill out.
Not the Jakes, no!
Into the maze.
This is my time. First, I'd like to spend an AP on my pole's pranks.
Oh, God.
To have a thing of whimsy appear.
You're just gonna turn this into the Home Alone house?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, you know me too well. Because how else do you defend against something that can potentially mind control people around you? Simple! You establish traps so that no matter who is compromised, even if we should lose our werepods, no, the maze will fight on. So Hilda has like an absurdly long rubber band and water balloons.
Okay.
And I intend to like pull continuously weird things out if you'll let me.
Yeah, we're gonna...
I'll spend more AP if I must.
So we're gonna do a roll for this because we're gonna set up the entire place.
Good.
We're gonna roll a move that actually got renamed. So it used to be called Touch the Other Side, but people thought that was magic. And it sometimes is magic, but not always. So what we're gonna do is what's called Use the Unfamiliar. This is when you try to access something that's unfamiliar to you. It could be doing magic. It could be driving a car. And in this case, I'm saying because it's a more like technical thing, I think it applies here as well.
Cool, cool. Let's go. Let's do this. Come on.
Oh! Ah! 12.
Ah! Malaita!
Natural 12?
Not natural.
Okay, okay. So semi-Malaita.
Semi-Malaita. I'm sorry. I got too excited.
Because this is something unfamiliar, or in this case, you're doing so many traps, your traps all have one fatal flaw. They take longer than expected to work. They work, but not quite how you expected, or each trap breaks after being used.
I'm going with each trap breaks after being used. I will slowly be driven back, but they will pay for every inch they take in water and confetti.
Y'all ever see Rambo First Blood? Some Jakes are walking through the maze, and then suddenly an inflatable balloon with water balloons on the end flips out and hits one of them right in the legs. And they're like, ah, no, I'm down. Jakes, I'm down. My socks are so wet. I can't go on.
Hilda just slowly pulls out a spoon in the bushes.
And he's down.
That's my girl.
He's down. And we're going to say another crumble enters your spoon. So you're starting to hear the, like, hush sounds turn into sounds of distress and flipping and whimsy.
It's all the classics. They walk through a doorway that's not even a real doorway. A bucket falls down on someone's head. How did it happen? How did it get up there? It's a hedge maze. Happened anyway.
Hilda's just that good.
At one corner, there's, like, a very obviously fake door put up with, like, two dice in front of it with a sign, roll to enter. A Jake rolls it, but it only rolls snake eyes because they're loaded dice. And he just sits there crying, no!
I can't get in the door. I didn't roll the dice.
I might cut this, but Lionel was definitely there. Ariel definitely asked him to run interference.
Oh, no.
But he can't make it through. I like to imagine that he dodges a trap and is like, ah, dang, I think I got stopped. Well, that's enough for good old Lionel. And he just walks home.
I imagine Hilda's a little bit behind us, making sure all the traps go off. So as we go through and this is working, I want to go to Kike. And you thought it wouldn't be a good idea to bring the kid along.
I guess you were right. I guess.
Sparky does the fist, does the two hands up, realizes that she's let go of Ariel, and immediately goes back to manhandling the teenager through the maze.
Yeah, so you're... How are you moving, Ariel? Because you will be overtaken with some time, but you can hear the distress sounds and the sounds of whimsy getting louder.
Is Irene still holding on to Ariel? Are we dragging Irene along with Ariel?
Irene let go, but what is Irene doing, keeping in mind that you are extraordinarily overwhelmed?
Irene is a little bit of the straggler.
Could Kike have grabbed Irene?
Right, I want to make sure Irene is with us, because I don't think either of us would have left Irene behind, but...
Yeah, I think that's fine. It doesn't sound like Irene's running. It sounds like she's just kind of walking around.
Yeah.
Just a flashback of the Arc 1 finale going through Irene's mind. Like, Irene lost, got accused of murder.
Oh, poor Irene.
Is Irene too big for piggybacking or something like that? Because, like, Kike could carry her through the maze.
She gonna let that happen.
She would not let that happen.
I know she wouldn't in, like, other circumstances, but, like...
You're just gonna have to drag her along by the
hand. Okay.
And then she stomps on Kike's foot.
Okay, point taken.
You're not going to arrest me again!
Oh, no, nobody's... That's not gonna happen. I'm just, you know, it's gonna be fine. We'll protect you.
Irene's not listening to you.
Have you done anything illegal?
What?
I mean, you didn't the first time, so I guess that's not really.
And I guess even if you have, I assume Sparky has. And look, she hasn't gotten caught yet.
Look, I haven't gotten caught. I have something for you. And then I pull out another pair of WearPods that I have that I give to Irene. And then I want to very seriously take Irene by the shoulder. Not in a steadying way, because I know she doesn't like that. but just in a very, like, I need you to focus. Irene?
Yes.
Do you have a sibling named Stella?
What?
That's the name on my spoon. The name on my spoon is Stella Hawthorne, and I'd really like to win this game. Well, I'm not worried. I have you. So for a moment, you know, like.
Yes, please stab her.
Is that, where is she?
Sparky, really?
We'll say she's doing a performance in the middle of the hedge maze, where she is dressed as a hedge maze person.
Excellent.
It was half an excuse to get nude, though not technically nude. And she just tells the tale of Theseus and the Puffer Snaketar.
Love it.
From the perspective of the most scorned woman in that story, the Puffer Snaketar.
The Puffer Snaketar!
Obviously.
Why, though?
Woe is I, the Puffer Snaketar, with a name that does not work in iambic pentameter, but can still rhyme when one forces it.
Okay, now that important business is settled, why are you here?
I was looking for Ariel.
Right, but why?
Because they didn't show up to the dueling club, and they said they liked the dueling club, and so I thought maybe something was wrong.
Is Ariel being dragged on the ground while this happens?
Yes, I am getting to what we're gonna do with Ariel, but the point is that I want to be like, so listen, as a peer of Ariel, who is around the same age, what do you think is the best, how do you think we should proceed from here? It's killing Sparky to ask this 12-year-old who dunks on, I'm sorry, 13-year-old who dunks on her.
Oh, she's 12.
12, okay.
Hilda's 13.
Yeah, I guess Sparky's right in this aspect. I keep trying to talk to them, and I think I'm just making things worse. But I just have to let you know, Irene, I think they still like the dueling club.
No, they don't, but it's fine.
No, deep inside they do. Just trust me on this. They're just, they think they don't, but they think a lot of wrong things currently.
I don't like it when adults lie to me to make me feel better.
I'm not, why do I keep making things worse? I'm not lying to you.
Well, I'm so good at talking to my peers, so.
Just long stare at Hilda.
Yeah. Hey, Ariel, why are you being the worst now?
Ariel is just head down.
See, nothing works.
Yeah. KK?
Yeah?
I'm guessing from all this, like, family talk and the fact that you knew Sochi beforehand that you've had experience with this whole siren thing. So how have you snapped other people out of it in the past?
Well, yeah, I haven't really been really that good at it is the problem. So I don't know. It's hard. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
Sparky, I've been trying to prevent it.
Huh.
Before, but
all right,
it's just waiting until she gets bored, and that can take a long time.
Oh, I'm so bored. I had to spend this morning buying up property. Fine. Attempting to buy property. Thank you very much, Bite's Finest. And now I have to do some hunt. And I'll say Hilda notices first. Sochi is also in the hedge maze, accompanied by two overseers. And based on the conversation, it seems like those are the overseers that talk to Big J. Kel.
Fuck.
Hilda's going to be very afraid and attempt to, like, fall back and let everyone know we need to leave now.
All right.
It's time to go away from this place. Boss.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare Irene, but we gotta go. The overseers are here. Throw Sochi.
Okay. Here's what we're gonna do. I want to take my werepods, shove them in Ariel's ears, and then start playing ska, because we saw that they liked that. Then I'd like to summon my van to come through the hedge maze so that we can just poop on out of there.
A couple of Jake's and Lionel's head fly into the air as the van, which we'll say is synced to the AirPods somehow, comes out blasting ska.
Jake Hell did that. That's just one of the things.
What is that terrible sound? Take a GM intrusion.
I get my AP back.
What do you give your other point to?
My other point I'm going to give to Hilda because I'm just so proud of her. Jake's sobbing because he rolled snake eyes.
This complication is twofold. So you just gave your WearPods to Ariel, meaning that, Sparky, you don't have them anymore and are vulnerable to Sochi's magic. So, one, how is Sparky feeling right now?
You know, Sparky's feeling good, actually, because, because it's clear that Kike keeps messing things up, and that's kind of funny, because Kike is cool like that, so, and, I don't know, Sparky, she figured out the siren thing, she helped tackle the child to the ground.
Okay, cool. You have, for the foreseeable future, if an action is reckless, get advantage. If it requires any sort of thought or patience, take disadvantage.
Hell yeah.
Until you're no longer under the spell. Complication two, this is basically a zombie movie now. And you've just summoned them all with your ska van.
Oh no.
That's fine.
And you know what? Let's call it a confrontation. Why don't we do that, gang?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do it, gang. Let's get in the mystery machine.
The four of you rush into the van. Do you just like, we'll take Kike's lead on this. How do you move, Ariel?
Can I just shove them in the van?
Yeah, okay. So it is assumed that Sparky is driving.
I'm driving.
I'm going to ask you where you're driving, Sparky.
Out. Okay. I'm driving out just through the maze walls.
I'm going to call one roll for you, Sparky. Take action.
Okay. Three. It was a five. And then minus two is three. So I go in reverse.
Take an AP.
Another AP.
Can I
use your loaded dice?
No, I already used my loaded dice, I think.
Okay.
Fuck it. I'll take one for the team. It's a 10 now.
Yay!
Well, this is good, because I was going to have Sparky hit your traps, Hilda. Like, it was whether or not she could successfully dodge the traps while going at the speed of fucking sound. She couldn't, but now she can, thanks to Hilda. So, the van will not be damaged, because it wasn't going to, like, put your clock up. It was just going to damage your van.
Yeah, and I was going to be real fucking upset if it damaged my van.
That doesn't happen now. Now your clock fills by one.
Yay!
Hilda's gonna take a page out of Shock's book and climb out onto the van so as to, like, disarm the traps in our way.
Irene cannot hold you on there, though, so we're just gonna have to cross our fingers.
Hilda just scrambles out a window and is now just, like, throwing things at traps to set them off before we go by.
So I would guess your plan is to get the fuck out of Dodge, right?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, just, I'm fleeing.
And their goal is to get you. So Hilda's on the top, stopping traps. Sparky's speeding. Kike and Irene, what are you doing?
Detective, I am sorry that I was in your clearly very private family discussion. There was not really anywhere for me to go, so I stayed. But I felt like maybe I should not be there.
Listen, it's fine. I think it's good for people to
witness your family arguments.
No, but, you know, for people that are concerned about, for true friends of Ariel to be aware of this situation, so.
They're not my friend.
This Ariel isn't really anybody's friend, but the true Ariel is. We just need to get them out again.
Hear that, Ariel? I was right. Your uncle says that you're actually a good person. So there.
He's not ITO.
That just... Kike is just kind of sad at that and just doesn't respond.
Irene doesn't know how to be comforting, so she just doesn't say anything.
Hey, is that the Pope?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Urbano! No, not Urbano!
Kike, you hear in the last second over the hand,
"Father, guide me. Find me this child."
Oh my god.
As Sparky's van runs across a Sochi-possessed Urbano, just a second too late to avoid hitting him, but not too late for him to finish saying,
"Santa Maria, Madre de Dios, ruega por nosotros pecadores, ahora y en la hora de nuestra muerte." Jesus Christ!
Crash! Flames burn up the Pope hat as he, as you just hit Urbano and just bones shatter everywhere. And we'll say that Kike's hand, the one that was doing investigating, crawls through the window back to Kike. You still got that. I'm going to count that as a mixed success. So we're going to say you're two and they're one now. Hilda, here's your hard move.
Damn it.
You see a man in military armor, but also a professional suit, a zombie, with a twin-headed snake on his shoulder, jump down. And Dean Septimus Severus reaches in and pulls out a spoon that is more sword than spoon.
Oh my god.
And says, "You shall bring me the one they call Aria."
Oh boy.
Hilda is going to look on in terror and then shout,
"Booker now!
Rekub!" Booker flies in, pages fluttering, a pointy little spoon in his mouth area.
Mouth pages.
His mouth pages.
Septimus Severus blocks it with his spoon. And it's like the, it's like a dramatic anime moment. You know where, like, the force impact happens and, like, Booker's just still in the air for a moment? "You shall not get the better of me."
"Rekub," he says, meaning, "wanna bet?"
And what does Booker do then?
If we're going with anime, the impact then knocks them both back slightly. They're like on the top of the van. It's real cool. It's driving. There's like speed lines.
Okay.
Booker braces himself as he falls back onto the van's top. And then he leaps forward again, spoon pointed straight. He's going for the eyes.
He's going for the eyes.
Can I spend 2 AP to help Booker?
You spend 2 AP for Booker to automatically succeed. How does Hilda help him succeed?
Hilda pulls out the balloon axe and uses it to bounce Booker higher.
Oh my god.
Outside of where Severus can predict.
"I have predicted every move. The lowest of my foes regarded trickery such as elephants and dark magics. And if that was the trickery of my lowest of foes, you can only imagine what the most fearsome of foes shall..."
Rekub!
"Oh, no. You have gotten the better of me," he says as he just fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-fum-
back down, pull him into a hug.
Before cuddling up to Hilda, Booker will flick his leg like he's dismissing his foe.
As you flick it, he hits the ground and there's just a chain like explosion effect of a million different things flying. Just 1812 Overture plays. Yeah, so you're almost done. But Sparky, you slam on the brakes because you see a small child in front of you.
Is it Unowin? We need to get her.
With a cane in one hand and a spoon in the other. And she just dramatically lifts up the spoon and points it at the van.
No, you gotta put the spoon down before you get in the van.
Get in the car!
Yeah, get in the van!
She throws the spoon down on the ground and just starts stomping her angry feet.
Oh, are you mad that I used the spoon on you? Yeah, that was a low blow.
And she pulls out her little, because I believe I gave her a tiny tablet to message, and it just types out the message, "You left."
Oh, no.
Okay, but we're back now.
Sorry.
Well, this is probably the key case. Actually, I don't want to chime in.
She shakes her head no, and then points angrily at Ariel and replays the message you left.
Suck it, kid. That's not a character, that's just me.
I'm trying to bring them back. You want to help us? And then this motion to the man.
She nods her head, walks up, and gives you a hug.
Oh, he hugs her back really tightly, and he's gonna say, I'm sorry I left you, and I know your sibling is too. They just don't know it yet.
She goes to hug Ariel, and Ariel just gently, Ariel lets it happen before just pushing you in a way.
Oh.
Kike, look at me. Look me in the eyes.
He does it while still hugging Yunwen.
You see Ariel. You can see there's some dried tears under their eyes. Oh. Their lip is quivering. They are very upset. But notably, their earbuds are not out. And the, for lack of a better word, frenzy is not there. What do you see?
I see my kid.
She's your kid too, you know. And they open the door and walk out. Oh yeah, and take your terrible earbuds. And they take them out and throw them back. Not super hard, but they still hit the wall anyway and tinkle to the ground. And that was the end of my first and last day at Skullyard. Now you might be wondering, what happened to everyone after that? Well, alright, so at the end of college movies, they will do a freeze frame of like someone during a big celebration and then do like the they went on to become mayor of DC, or their body was never found in some cases. And this is a real downer, but I want to do that with each of our characters, even though it makes no sense because it's a college movie.
Not at all.
What pose is Irene in? What's the screenshot?
After her last duel when she collapsed in the hallway.
No, Irene!
No, I feel like the freeze frame would be her grabbing onto Ariel's leg, trying to stop them from going.
The Necromon Dueling Club didn't find another host.
Hilda paces around her bedroom, holding Booker in her arms and nervously drumming her fingers on the spine of his cover.
Hilda continued to delve into things far more dangerous than she was prepared for.
Sparky leaning over the wheel like this, as a visible description for the listeners of the podcast, just like slumped over the wheel, taking a rest. That was a lot. That was a lot that they did.
Sparky found a clue to her socks later that day. Alright, Ari, what's yours?
I mean, I think it's just Kike still doesn't know what to do because it all backfires. Aww. And he's still sitting in the car, so...
Kike still doesn't know what to do. And then the final screenshot is Ariel walking away from everyone kind of triumphantly. And I went on to become the greatest performer in Necropolis. Well, second greatest. I could hang out with, you know what, Aubrey? I think that there is a fridge door that needs fixing. I think it was more of a Freddy voice. Well, you're gonna go off to school there, little kid? You'll get him next time. Well, you're gonna go. All right. Well, I'm just gonna say this out of character. Yeah, sorry for the Freddy voice, everyone. Oops. I'm not redubbing it.
Live your dreams. Everyone can be Freddy if you try hard enough.
As Daryl, not Freddy, Daryl.
Daryl.
Not Daryl, as Earl, not Freddy, Earl.
Who's Daryl?
I call him Daryl because I get his voice from a sketch of a man named Daryl. It doesn't matter. Anyways, we're recording this part last, and I'm very tired.
Because he's just like blue screened at this capability for deduction of Sparky Malarkey.
I'm so happy because that is the exact reaction I wanted from Kike.
I like that Sparky has solved a murder, and yet this is the one that makes Kike like, yeah. She's a good investigator. And to be honest, I agree with Kike on this front. Rasputin did not, or fake Rasputin did not hand you the answer that this was a siren.
No.
I think it's also that it's like an undead kind of thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which, like, Sparky has not been correct about many other things.
Hey.
She spent some time looking into the assassination of JFK, who is canonically a siren.
Ah, there we go.
Still can't find my socks, though.
What is that?
It's the Puffer Snakeator.
Oh.
Oh, I love him.
That is horrifying.
Or them, or her.
Her! Hallie, her.
I love her. I just corrected her. I'm
got the buff arms of a minotaur.
Patriarchy.
And the texture of a pufferfish and the body of a snake.